We're brought to you by the Lawnmower Museum in downtown Garage Logic. Currently under winter hours, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and then everybody usually repairs to the Neck Hardware and Lounge.
And now, from the mayor's office above the boathouse on the east shore of Spoon Lake, it's Garage Logic with rookie on production, Chris Reavers, director of social media, John Hyde in the newsroom, and occasionally Kenny from the Krabby Coffee Shop. Here is your flashlight king, fireworks commissioner, and keeper of common sense, your mayor, Joe Souchere.
I forgot to show you guys this. I have a new theory. Here's a picture of a guy. What do you call this? Ice skating with a sail. What is that called? Windsurfing. Yeah. Windsurfing with skates. Right. Mike Chummers of Minneapolis above joined his buddies, including Jerry Bachmeyer, right, in zipping around the ice on Beta Makaska in Minneapolis on Tuesday. In summer, they like to windsurf, but they've rigged up ice windsurfing gear for this rare year of smooth ice. Skaters, too, have taken to zooming over the lakes in the Twin Cities this winter when lack of snow has kept ice clear. I have a new theory that the Star Tribune is really torn about celebrating winter, but is not reluctant to do it if they can get Beta Makaska in the photograph.
Beta Makaska.
Let me see. Yeah.
Now, wouldn't... Oh, okay. They do have a... It's like a board they're on. They're not on ice skates.
Yeah. All right, you ready? You ready?
Lay it on me.
What did
brother.
You have that you promised in the last?
There's a radio host named David Webb. He has a series on Sirius XM Patriot station, and he was being interviewed by a CNN legal analyst named Areva Martin. She being a female.
I believe he was doing the interviewing. Right?
Maybe that's it.
I believe that's what it was. He had her on as a phone guest.
Okay. Martin accused Areva Martin accused Sirius XM radio and Fox Nation host David Webb of white privilege during a segment on a radio program. Before I continue, let's hear the interview, Rook, if you could play that.
I've chosen to cross different parts of the media world, done the work so that I'm qualified to be in each one. I never considered my color the issue. I considered my qualifications the issue.
Well, David, you know, that's a whole nother long conversation about white privilege and things that you have the privilege of doing that people of color don't have the privilege of.
How do I have the privilege of white privilege?
David, by virtue of being a white male, you have white privilege. This whole long conversation, I don't have time to
get Areva, I hate to break it to you, but you should have been better prepped. I'm black.
Okay, then I stand.
See, you went to white privilege. This is the falsehood in this. You went immediately with an assumption. Your people, obviously, or you didn't look. You're talking to a black man.
They
who started out in rock radio in Boston, who crossed the paths into hip-hop, rebuilding one of the greatest black stations in America, and went on to work for Fox News, where I'm told apparently blacks aren't supposed to work, but yet you come with this assumption and you go to white privilege.
David,
that's actually
David,
insulting.
It is, and I apologize because my people gave me wrong information. They told
well,
me
the whole white privilege thing is insulting.
David, can I apologize and correct the record? I want to apologize. I was given wrong information about you, and I apologize.
But based on my color, you were going to something that I was part of, and just to add to it, my family background is white, black, Indian, Arawak, Irish, Scottish. I mean, it's so diverse. I'm like the UN when it comes to this. And this is part of the problem with driving a narrative around a construct like white privilege. Privilege is one thing. We're applied wealth, economy, various social factors, but not necessarily determined by color of skin.
Isn't that fantastic?
Bravo.
It sounds like it hurts when he talks.
It's just
he
fantastic.
Needs a lozenge,
so
man.
Let me see if I got this straight.
How fast she was backpedaling, though. Oh, may I apologize?
The uncomfortable moment occurred Tuesday during a Sirius XM radio discussion about experience being more important than race when determining whether or not someone is qualified for a particular job. And this David Webb is saying to his guest, Avery, help me. What's her name? Help me.
Ariva
Martin. David Webb is saying, I've chosen to cross different parts of the media world. I've done the work so that I'm qualified to be in each one. I never considered my color the issue. I consider my qualifications the issue, Webb said. Well, and then she speaks up, Ariva. That's a whole another long conversation about the privilege, the things that you have the privilege of doing, the people of color don't have the privilege of, said Martin. A dumbfounded Webb said, how do I have the privilege of white privilege? Martin responded, David, by virtue of being a white male, you have white privilege. The Fox Nation host then said, I hate to break this to you, but you should have been better prepped. I'm black. The humiliated Martin apologized and quickly blamed her staff.
I know, that's what really
threw
set
everyone
me
under the bus. That was rookie's
me.
Fault. That was
yeah,
rookie's
what the fault. Hell is the matter with me?
Rookie Kenny and Reavers didn't tell me you were a black man. Right. God help us. The humiliated Martin apologized and quickly blamed her team for providing wrong information. When reliving the awkward moment on Fox and Friends, Webb said Martin threw her staff under the bus. I have never done that to anyone that has worked on any of my shows on radio or television. I would never do that, he said. Who gives you the wrong information that I'm white to come on my radio show? Webb then said there's a serious conversation that should be taken for Martin's gaffe. Our skin doesn't think. It doesn't formulate ideas. Let's look at it that way and go back to the ideas in our head, the ideas in our mind and in the things we need to discuss, Webb said. Webb said he invited Martin back on a Sirius XM program to have a longer conversation about white privilege before pointing out the things would be different if this happened to a liberal. It would be calls for firing. There would be pressuring at advertisers. The machine on the left would have gone into full-blown action, Webb said. They would have demanded that I be thrown off Fox. He's absolutely correct.
Yes. Yeah.
But here's what's so telling about that. There's many things. First of all, I'm firing her. She's got a CNN show.
Well, I'm reading her bio right
now. I'm firing her.
Civil rights attorney, advocate, commentator, author, TV host, and producer, co-host of Face the Truth on CBS, CNN legal analyst.
So she does a lot of things, but none of them well.
But she's not competent.
How can she be taken seriously going forward?
Great question. How could one sentence from this woman ever be taken seriously? And then she blames the staff. The guy's got a show with the word patriot in it. She made the worst assumption possible that he obviously had to be a white racist.
Well, and not to mention the fact that how she tried to attack him with just saying, if you're a white person, you have had so many advances that...
It's a default position for a black person to take. That's what he pointed out.
Right.
And I was so taken with his thinking there that I immediately emailed him. But this was only 30 minutes before we went on the air today, and I have not heard back from him. I hope to. He said in the contact line, you email him, and he said...
I'll get back to you.
What information do you want? And I said, it's about your white privilege, you rascal. And then I told him, we've been on the air here for a long time. We now transferred to a podcast. I'd love to talk to you. And I hope we hear back from him.
You know, you could do a theme show. You should also get a hold of a guy named Larry Elder. He's a conservative, and he's on the Salem radio network.
Yeah.
He's like 60, 62, and he's a black dude. And oh my God, he's so smart and he's so funny and the guy's just brilliant. And he's, I know this is astounding, a black conservative.
But what is amazing to me is this is a woman who works in the same industry as David Webb. How could you not know that he's African-American?
Because she's not. This isn't her deal. This is just one of many things
that she does.
It also tells you the systemic bias built into CNN.
Oh, for 100%.
Because here is she's a very attractive woman, by the way, and that's probably one of the reasons she got hired. Plus, she's a civil rights attorney, and that's probably another reason she got hired. And she perfectly fits the CNN template of being someone who obviously will have the foulest possible thoughts about white people. And so this, why we don't, I'd like to ask Webb this, why he chose to invite her on his show, I have no idea.
Maybe for this very reason.
Right. Well, I don't
know. To show that the fraud, white privilege, it's an easy way to blame.
Well, it's just a default position. This woman immediately concluded that the only reason He has advanced himself through the ranks of the media to the point where he is now. The only possible reason would be that he's white, at which point he says, man, you were badly prepped for this, weren't you?
She came ready for a fight.
Yeah, you were badly prepped. And I'm black.
And skin color never came into that conversation between those two until she's the one that brought it up.
It's absolutely obscene. But it
I've chosen to cross different parts of the media world, done the work so that I'm qualified to be in each one. I never considered my color the issue. I considered my qualifications the issue.
Well, David, you know, that's a whole nother long conversation about white privilege and things that you have the privilege of doing that people of color don't have the privilege of.
How do
and
I have the privilege of white privilege?
David, by virtue of being a white male, you have white privilege. This whole long conversation, I don't have time to get
Areva,
into
it. I hate to break it to you, but you should have been better prepped. I'm black.
This is one of the greatest moments in media history of this early year of 2019.
Oh, my goodness.
That's
going to be a tough one to top.
Open the eyes of you fools who buy this BS. She perfectly fits the CNN template. And here to the point where they don't even bother to check.
No.
They're making an assumption. And then she has people that she threw under the bus. The people are, well, the people that work for her would be fated to also fit the CNN template. Hey, Areva, you want to go on with this guy, David Webb? He's got a SiriusXM show called The Patriot. I guess he wants to talk to you about work and ideas being more important than skin color in terms of getting a job and rising through the ranks of whatever profession you choose. And she must have said, yeah, I'll go on with him. What time does he want to call me? Well, he's going to call you at 1 o'clock tomorrow or whatever. Okay, let's do it. No one bothered to even check.
I can't believe that. As a producer, I would have said, and he's a brother, okay?
I'm surprised she didn't say, well, you don't sound like a black guy.
Wait a minute.
Oh, pull that old too well-spoken.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's going down, follow me here. If
She's black, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah, that I don't think we clarified that.
She's going down this road. If she, in fact, says her team didn't inform her on this, I wonder if her team set her up.
No, I don't think so at all.
Proving what type of person that she is to work with.
But why would they? They're all CNN employees.
Well, we've seen news producers set people up to fail before.
And we've actually set you up many times.
CNN isn't like us.
I don't think. I admire your cynicism because I'm a great fan of cynicism. But I believe this was a clear example of the bias that runs thickly through CNN. And again, I think they said, oh, he's got the word patriot in his show. He's on a Patriot channel or something. You ought to go on with him, Areva.
She
was
a right-wing
Aryan. Yeah.
And by the way, she was a very active tweeter up until about yesterday.
Yeah.
She's pretty much gone radio silent.
But see, I'd fire her. And she won't get fired.
No, God,
I'm not firing her. What I'm firing her for are old GL principles. Lack of competence, stupidity. Lack of preparation. I'm not firing her because she's.
How am I still here?
I know. Well, you got to watch your P's and Q's. I'm firing her. She's not credible.
No.
She is no longer credible, and which now tells me she never was. I don't know her. I don't know her show, but I can tell you this. She has never been credible because she is coming to the plate fully loaded with bias and prejudice. She's disingenuous.
There's no impartial.
No, she's a moron. Come on, she's a moron.
Well, I agree with you wholeheartedly. It's that, and I'm glad she was. Gotcha.
I gotta hear it. You know what? I gotta hear it again.
Please.
It's just too sweet.
Across different parts
Stop.
Of the media.
I gotta agree with Kenny though. It sounds like it hurts when he talks.
He needs a lozenge.
Yeah. What if he hosted a show with Royce?
Hey,
I know it reminds me of Royce when he gets that croup thing.
Yeah, every October.
Yeah,
all right, let's hear it again.
Hack and croup here. We're wrapping up the Twins. We'll be right back.
I've chosen to cross different parts of the media world, done the work so that I'm qualified to be in each one. I never considered my color the issue. I considered my qualifications the issue.
Well, David, you know, that's a whole nother long conversation about white privilege and things that you have the privilege of doing that people of color don't have the privilege of.
How do I have the privilege of white privilege?
David, by virtue of being a white male, you have white privilege. This whole long conversation, I don't have time to get into.
Areva, I hate to break it to you, but you should have been better prepped. I'm black.
Okay, then I thank
you. See, you went to white privilege. This is the falsehood in this.
Listen to him.
You went immediately with an assumption. Your people, obviously, or you didn't look. You're talking to a black man.
They
who started out in rock radio in Boston, who crossed the paths into hip-hop, rebuilding one of the greatest black stations in America, and went on to work for Fox News, where I'm told apparently blacks aren't supposed to work, but yet you come with this assumption and you go to white privilege.
David,
that's actually insulting.
It is, and I apologize because my people gave me wrong information. They told me
the whole white privilege thing is insulting.
David, can I apologize and correct the record? I want to apologize. I was given wrong information about you, and I apologize.
But based on my color, you were going to something that I was part of, and just to add to it, my family background is white, black, Indian, Arawak, Irish, Scottish. I mean, it's so diverse. I'm like the UN when it comes to this. And this is part of the problem with driving a narrative around a construct like white privilege. Privilege is one thing. We're applied wealth, economy, various social factors, but not necessarily determined by color of skin.
I like how he trots out that he's the UN. He names all of the bloodlines in him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly like all of us sitting here. I like to claim to be a Swede, but I'm a mutt. I've got everything.
Right.
Same with you. We call you a Frenchie, but we all know
I'm all Irish.
You're a Kraut.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm not
a Kraut.
All over Europe.
You're a Polak.
Not a Kraut. I'm not a Kraut.
Rookie here's a Polak, but he's got a whole lot of everything else in him.
Right.
You
Swedish,
know?
English.
And the white privilege thing shouldn't be just an insult to him. It should be an insult to any of us that have worked to get where we are.
It's a false construct.
You're not doing this gig because you're a cracker.
No.
You know, and you didn't get here because you're a cracker.
No.
You did it because you finally put the doobie down and you started writing good stuff and you weaseled your way into radio. And instead of mocking radio, you embraced it and look where it got you.
Yeah.
A brand new podcast studio.
With you guys.
With bad audio levels.
But that's an insult to everybody.
The whole construct of white privilege, which is why I want to talk to this guy, that's the insult. That is
right.
That was so quickly an automatic default position for her to go to, only to have this turned on her. And you know what? She probably won't learn from this. A, she's not going to get canned. B, who in the hell at CNN is going to reprimand her?
Right.
She now has a little tension between her and her so-called staff, but she's not going to lose her job.
No.
I say she loses her job for incompetence. It's not going to happen.
But she wasn't even on CNN's airwaves. She was on his airwaves.
Sirius XM. Yeah.
I know it was on Sirius XM, but you're right. But she is, in her resume, isn't she a CNN host?
She is.
And a CBS host.
Mm-hmm. And as she probably has a contract like we do, when we're doing other things, we're still representing HBI.
Mm-hmm. Areva Martin. Well, lady, I got news for you. I've never paid any attention to you before. I didn't know you existed, and I never will pay any attention to you now. And anybody who does is foolish because you've displayed an absolute alarming incompetence. Just an alarming you've displayed more than an alarming incompetence. You've displayed an alarming prejudice and built-in bias, which must be just in your genetic code. And somehow she was told, this guy hosts a show on Sirius XM Patriot channel. Let's go. I'll go on. This will give me a chance to shine, only to discover that, you've revealed yourself to be a complete fool.
Latte Schmate. Here's Joe Soucheray.
I didn't want to do this, but it's so closely linked to the, what's her name, Avery Martin?
Yes.
In terms of the built-in bias. The media really has lost its mind. And they've gone after Trump for the meal he served to the Clemson football team, and they actually fact-checked. They fact-checked Trump's claim that the White House burgers were piled a mile high.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
They fact-checked
that.
They don't fact-check who the Democrats were who went to Puerto Rico on the taxpayers' dime, but they're fact-checking that Trump said we piled the burgers a mile high.
Even when he's having fun and being goofy,
the Washington Post actually went so far as to fact-check whether or not those White House burgers were really stacked 5,280 feet into the air, as Trump, in his typical hyperbolic speech, suggested. Not kidding. Trump hosted the national champs Clemson at the White House on Monday night to celebrate their 44-16 win over Alabama a week ago Monday on January 7th. Instead of the party being a catered affair, Trump opted to purchase fast food for the players and other guests as a result of the partial government shutdown. A White House statement on the decision read, "The president wanted to host a fun event to celebrate the college football national champion Tigers because the Democrats refused to negotiate on border security. Much of the resident staff at the White House is furloughed, so the president is personally paying for the event to be catered with some of everyone's favorite fast foods." Except to the media. Right. It wasn't innocuous at all, and the Washington Post blasted the president for his decision to buy fast food out of his own pocket for his White House guests. On Tuesday, the newspaper, even featured a detailed layout of the culinary setup of the White House's state dining room, as if the layout were some kind of compelling forensic evidence. The diagram featuring the food was called "The Clemson Spread at the White House." The subhead read, "Detailed Washington Post Analysis." Sanity, apparently, is just
You didn't see supply. This part, did you? CNN went after him because I'm guessing spell check. He's making the tweet. He spelled hamburgers wrong
or
something.
Spell, yeah.
And spell check might have corrected. I don't know. Whatever. But hamburgers came out. Hamburgers.
Oh yeah.
Berders. So they went on a rampage, and that old battle axe Jeanine Moos or whatever her name is. Did a big long segment mocking and making fun and criticizing.
The Post's Philip Bump went on to analyze the president's extravagant buffet, which Bump believed could have cost upward of $3,000. The way to figure that out is straightforward. Figure out how much food there actually was and multiply that by the cost, Bump writes. Or it would be straightforward if counting hamburgers were as easy as it seems in theory. Are you kidding me?
Does that look like a mile high to you? I mean, we're not fact-checking the mile high.
I wouldn't need to fact-check that. I would know by looking at that that was not a mile high of hamburgers.
But there's a whole bunch.
And I love the gal from the Washington Post saying, critics pointed out that the elite athletes most likely shouldn't be gorging themselves on hamburgers, fries, blah, blah, blah.
Lord.
And then the last graph in the story, to Trump's credit, it appeared that his guests enjoyed their cheat day because they're reportedly wasn't much food left over.
Right. Get this.
They cleared it out.
I wasn't going to bring it up, but of course, it now includes the fake news. Clemson University star quarterback Trevor Lawrence has a beef with a politically charged fake meme, is it? Meme?
Yep. Yeah.
What's a meme?
You know, one of them short video screenshot things.
A short meme about the hamburger dinner at the White House. The star says the meme, which circulated online yesterday and shows a photo of him with the words "Clemson quarterback speaks out to defend America," contains quotes he never said. "President Trump got all of our favorite foods. It was the best meal we ever had. Then we go and see the coastal elite media trashing it for not even being organic vegan. We're football players, not bloggers. That was a perfectly blue-collar party," the meme quotes Lawrence is saying. The meme was tweeted by a right-wing account with 1.8 million followers, according to USA Today. "I never said this, by the way. I don't know where it came from. However, the trip to the White House was awesome," Lawrence tweeted. So the right is just as guilty of the fake crap
they
as the left.
One guy.
But I love how they say they star athletes, top athletes, probably shouldn't be eating like this. Number one, the football season is over. Number two, these clowns burn more calories in one day than the rest of us do in a month.
And not to mention, I bet half of the seniors, their career is over.
Yeah. On Monday night, Lawrence and his team feasted on 1,000 burgers from McDonald's, Wendy's, and Burger King with Trump to celebrate the title. It was awesome, he told TMZ in a real quote captured on camera. We had McDonald's and everything. It was great. The kids loved it. What the hell?
But it proves our point.
He just can't even have fun.
No. It proves our point. And we're by no means, you know, avid Trump supporters. He can't do anything without criticism. There's nothing he's going to be able to do.
Well, you fact-checked whether burgers were stacked a mile high. Fact-check who went to Puerto Rico during the government shutdown, got drunk on the beach, and watched Hamilton.
Yeah, that doesn't. We don't need to worry
about
that.
Tell me that.
That was in Puerto Rico. That was not in America.
Even crying Jimmy Kimmel took a shot at him. What a baby.
Oh, and look at, I'm reading what Rook pulled up on the big TV. Late night TV host ridiculed the president with NBC Seth Meyers joking in a Trumpian voice. Normally, I would have salad for dinner on Monday, but they told me they only eat every fast food. What is wrong with people? People have lost their minds. There's plenty to criticize this guy about. But I thought that was actually kind of funny. There's no kitchen staff. They're furloughed. So he sends his people out and says, bring back, you know, here's $3,000. Go get a bunch of burgers and fries.
I saw no issue with it whatsoever.
It was fun.
They're a bunch of college kids. That's what they eat. They eat fast food.
Evidently,
and crap.
In 2009, Obama took fast food orders at the White House, got in his limo, went to the fast food restaurant, bought bags of fries and burgers, brought them back to the White House, and had this fast food in the Oval Office. And the media reaction, they loved it.
Of course.
He was a man of the people. Funnest, greatest thing ever.
A man of the people.
Oh, my goodness.
What a bunch of BS. God almighty.
Oh, man.
It just sounds like a festive atmosphere, and they ruined it. They wrecked it.
The media wrecked it.
Yeah.
Lawrence is a true freshman, isn't he? Trevor Lawrence. Yep. A true freshman. Isn't that something?
He will be the number one pick in 2 years.
He ain't as good as my guy.
Who's that?
My guy at KC.
Well, yeah, that guy's a pro.
He's only 23, though.
That's true. No, I'm a big Patrick Mahomes fan.
What is this? Michael Strahan invites Clemson football team out for lobster after Trump serves him fast food.
Really? Strahan's trying to remain in the club. He's on TV.
He hangs
out with all the libs.
I would accept his offer, and I would eat $80,000 worth of lobster, and I'd take a whole bunch of
all the buns away.
I would just absolutely.
Rook, where would you take Michael Strahan if he came to town?
I think we'd probably go to, trying to think where we'd go.
Octo Bar.
Octo Fish Bar. We'd go to Holman's Table.
We'd go to Keg and Case. The black sexy guy on NBC?
ABC.
Yeah. With the
space between his teeth.
Yeah. Which is weird because he does football stuff for Fox.
But you could mail a letter between his teeth.
He is very right in there. He is very savvy, and he's funny. He seems like a really good guy.
Admit it, Such. He's just flat out sexy.
Oh, yeah. He's all right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't have a man deal with him.
But they pulled him off of Good Morning America, or they pulled him off of Kelly and with the Regis show and put him on GMA, and then they put him on another GMA show later, a show on ABC that's really rotten.
Wait, there's a lady on ESPN who said he's racist for giving Clemson football players fast food?
Really?
Well, there's crackers on Clemson, aren't there? Isn't the quarterback
Trevor
a cracker?
Lawrence.
He's a cracker.
Jeez.
Who said that? Was it Avery Martin?
I don't recognize her name. Molly Kiram?
Oh, really? That's a shame.
So wait a minute. The president was racist. See, that's why the word racist doesn't mean anything anymore. The president was racist because he served these guys burgers and fries? What's racist about a hamburger?
Can he spell Molly's last name? I want to look
this
up.
There's no U. It's Q-E... R-I-M.
Curum. Rookie's going to the big screen. Going to the big screen.
Q-E?
Yeah, no, not, yeah, no you.
Q-E-R-I-M.
And her first name is what?
Molly.
Here we go. Big screen. Let's see what we come up with. There she is, Molly Curum. She is an American sports anchor and moderator for ESPN's First Take. Curum previously was the host of NFL Network's weekday morning show. She's 34 years old.
She's married to Jalen Rose.
She went to Quinnipiac University and the University of Connecticut, and she has a TV show, despite her incompetence. That's extraordinary.
Predominantly black athletes, in quotes there. Wow.
But how is it racist?
This is something she said on the show.
Because they're predominantly black. I don't understand.
So is she ESPN or CNN?
She's ESPN.
ESPN. Yeah. I thought Kenny said CNN.
So she said the
president
is racist.
Can I hear the quote, please, or read me the sentence so I have the context, Kenny, in which she would have said these ridiculous
when
things?
When I saw him giving the football players, predominantly a black sport, and fast food, my thought went to a very different place. And where's the rest of the quote?
Isn't that something? Isn't that something?
Man.
Why does let me see the headline, Rook. And what site are you on?
This is Outkick the Coverage.
ESPN host says Donald Trump giving Clemson football players fast food was racist. The word means nothing anymore. All black people in America should be angry that the left has completely distorted, corrupted, and destroyed the word. It doesn't mean anything anymore.
It's really, really losing its... Well, it's lost. It's already lost.
Huh. Okay.
Okay. When I saw her quote... when I saw him giving the football players a predominantly black sport and fast food, my thought went a very different place. It's very poorly written.
Yeah. Well, just a minute. We can't end on that note. We have to do
Hold
this.
Hold on. Hold on here.
What?
Hold on.
Did you find it?
I did. Give me 1 second.
Oh, boy.
Here we go. We've been giving you 1 second.
Took it very differently. When I saw him giving the football players, it's a predominantly black sport and fast food, my thought went a very different place. Also,
the president likes fast food.
She was talked over, but you could hear it right there. You want me to play it again?
No.
Okay.
No. Let's end with something positive.
Here's today's ray of hope.
She called police, but she didn't get the answer she was hoping for. Officers in South Euclid, Ohio, say they were dispatched to a home Saturday for a theft report, only to arrive and find a 16-year-old girl who claimed her father stole her cell phone, something she believed she was entitled to have. The father told the cops he took the device away for disciplinary reasons, and police took his side. Officers explained that having a cell phone under the age of 18 is a privilege and not a right, as she believes the South Euclid Police Department said in a Facebook post. Officers suggested she follow the rules her father set if she hoped to get the phone returned.
All right. Smart cops.
And he was a black guy, by the way, I believe.
Race doesn't play into that one either.
But I think I saw the video of this, and he's standing outside his door, and he's saying, wait a minute, you mean to tell me? Check this out. You mean to tell me the South Euclid Police Department is arriving at my house because I took my daughter's cell phone away?
Wow.
She's had it taken away for disciplinary reasons.
What's the
good
new phrase?
For him. Good for him.
That's woke?
Woke.
That's woke. That's the new phrase. Yeah. That's woke.
Reavers, I got something else for you for your next beer show.
Oh, please.
But it's something I gave you earlier in the week from the Wall Street Journal. Craft beer taps are going dry because of the government shutdown.
Oh, it's critical.
Hand that to Reavers.
What?
Yeah, you'll have to tune into the beer show Thursday night to hear more about that.
On the new 1500.
Score.
Yeah.
Score North, right?
That's right.
Score North.
Do we give it a cha?
Why not?
We give it a play.
Give it a cha.
We give it a play.
Give it a cha. All right. Thank you.
GarageLogic.com is where you find us. Of course, the Garage Logic podcast can be found on Apple iTunes, and that is where we invite you to rate us so we can get a little feedback. And you're certainly welcome to email us with any questions, comments, feedback, or concerns.
Audio levels of anything.
Well, we still want to know about that, yeah. GL Joe at GarageLogic.com, Rookie at GarageLogic.com, C Reavers, R-E-U-V-E-R-S at GarageLogic.com.
And do not email me. Thank you.
Right. Do not email Kenny.
What?
Why don't you open it nice and gentle? Bye, guys.